Chapter 10. Cat turned at the growling tone that was similar to Kassar's voice. The demon looked a lot like him, but his hair was darker and his eyes were coal black. If that weren't enough to warm her day, there were 6 more demons behind him, 5 men and 1 female.
"How cute,"
the female said as she came around the men to stand in the front.
"The blood slave has friends."
Before Cat could even blink, the demons vanished only to reappear directly in front of each of them, except for Sin. The leader and 2 of the male demons surrounded him. She tried to watch Simmy and Zarina as their wings came out of their backs and they attacked the demons in front of them, but her vision was blocked by the female in front of her. Gah, in demon form, the Galu were really an unattractive race. The female's eyes were sharp and beady, and her lower jaw was distorted by the double row of fangs. Curling up with one of the Galu would be like getting close to Stephen Summers' mummy after only 2 kills. Ew. The female tilted her head and smiled, showing off her fangs.
"How wonderful, an Atlantean to eat,"
Cat snorted. "How wonderful, a bitch to declaw." The female ran at Cat, who quickly sidestepped, grabbed her arm, and slammed her into the cavern wall. That really had to hurt. Good, it was almost enough to make Cat smile. Shrieking, the female Galu turned back to face her. Cat kicked her back and slugged her hard. She then stabbed the Galu straight in the heart and waited for her to explode. She didn't.
"Between the eyes," Sin snarled at her. "You can't take them out like a daemon."
Duh, how could she have forgotten that so soon? So much for her training. The demon lunged at the same time Cat recovered her dagger and shoved it straight between the demon's eyes. The demon let out a piercing sound before she exploded all over Cat.
Ugh, gross.
Give her a daemon any day over one of these. At least daemons didn't smell when they exploded. Disgusted, Cat shook it off and turned to see Simmy and Zarina eating their Galu demons. Oh yeah, she'd never order pizza again after seeing that. Note to self, in the future tell Simmy to bring a bib along with the barbecue sauce. Trying not to watch them as they feasted on body parts she could no longer even identify, Cat went to help Zakar, who was blindly stabbing at the demon who was tormenting him like a cat with a stray ball. Sin had 2 of his attackers dead at his feet and was working on the 3rd as she ran across the room. Zakar narrowly missed her with his slash. The demon laughed.
"That's right, slave, kill your rescuer."
The demon came at her, but she twisted in his arms and lifted him up. Instead of her crashing into Zakar as the demon intended, it was the demon who did. Zakar slashed a demon's throat. He screamed out. Cat caught Zakar's wrist and pulled the knife from his hand before she used it to finish off the demon. She'd just killed him when Zakar grabbed her from behind and sank his teeth into her shoulder. Yelping, she barely caught herself before she struck him. Suddenly Sin was there, pulling him away. Zakar fought like a man possessed by unreasoning fury. He grabbed handfuls of Sin's hair and pulled with all his strength.
"Stop it!" Sin shouted in his ear. "It's your brother!" "Fuck you, Galu, fuck you!"
Realizing there was nothing else to do, Cat held her hands out and blasted Zakar with a kind but no less stunning god bolt. He instantly collapsed into Sin's arms. Her and Sin's gazes met, and she saw the gratitude in his eyes as he swung his brother up into his arms.
"Let's get out of here before more of them come."
She nodded in agreement. "Simmy, fry all the other demons and let's get out of here." Simmy pouted.
"But I'm still hungry."
"We'll order Diamondique as soon as we get back." Simmy's bloody face lit up immediately.
"Ooh, that's so much better than Galu."
She and Zarina quickly set fire to the demons before Cat and Sin flashed them back to his penthouse.